Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the website onthisday.com. Question number one. It was on this very day back in 1956 that what happened to singer Nat King Cole? Was it A, his daughter Natalie Cole was born? Was it B, he was beaten up by a group of racial segregationists in Birmingham, Alabama? Was it C, he recorded the song Mona Lisa? Was it D, he died of lung cancer? So what happened to Nat King Cole on this day back in 1956? And question number two, which song on this very day became the first father-daughter song to hit number one on the Billboard pop chart? Was that A, Something Stupid by Frank and Nancy Sinatra? Was it B, Valley Girl by Frank and Moon Zappa? Was it C, Unforgettable duet by Natalie and Nat King Cole? Was it D, Wrecking Ball by Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus? So which one was the first father-daughter number one song? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com. And today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of April the 8th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1927 that George Antheil presented the scaled-down version of his Ballet Mécanique at Carnegie Hall in New York City. It was the first symphonic work that used an airplane propeller and other mechanical contraptions not normally associated with the ballet. Ballet with an airplane propeller, 1927 today. And it was 83 years ago today, 1939, that Marian Anderson performed at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. She had been denied the use of Constitution Hall by the Daughters of the American Revolution. 1939 today. And in country, folk, and Americana music news, we have this review. It's a new album by Carson McHone called Still Life, and it's given 3 out of a possible 4 stars in this review published in The Week magazine, March 18th, 2022. Stripped back or full-blown, there's something for everyone who loves Americana here, said Helen Jerome in Holler. On her third LP, singer-songwriter Carson McHone proves just how broad the Banner Roots music can be. The first track, with its dueling guitars, evokes the power pop of Tom Petty. Keep listening to McCone, though, and it becomes clear why she's drawn comparison to the likes of Gillian Welch. A fixture of the Austin music scene since she was 16, McCone, now 29, currently splits her time between Austin and Ontario, where she recorded Still Life with David Romano, her husband, who's a musician. Where McCone's previous album pushed the boundaries of honky-tonk balladry, Still Life brings them, at times, completely, said Abby Johnson in the Austin Chronicle. David Nardi's sax gives a brassy crunch to Hawks Don't Stare, while Fingernail Moon layers playful 60s guitar pop with Southern Bayou accordion. Throughout, McCone's vocals sound more assured than ever, taking on a richness that shines best in the stiller moments. And in classical music news, we have this article entitled, Spanish Choirs Lead Global Sing-Along for Peace in Ukraine. This is published in Reuters.com on the 27th of March, 2022. Madrid, March 27th, Reuters. More than 1,000 local choirs in towns and cities across the world sang out in unison on Sunday to call for peace in Ukraine. The event, run by Spanish organization Choirs for Peace, saw groups in countries including Spain, Portugal, Britain, Italy, and Mexico live streamed on YouTube as they sang together. In Madrid, hundreds of people gathered outside the Reina Sofia Museum. Some held signs saying peace, and others wore ribbons in the yellow and blue of the Ukrainian flag. We want to sing a very simple song called Dona Nobis Pacem, which means give us peace, to ask for peace in Ukraine and in all the other forgotten wars, Mariano Garcia, coordinator for Choirs for Peace, told Reuters. Choirs have a social function, not only musically but also emotionally. Music is able to make people connect much more, he said. The crowds in Madrid was made up of Spaniards as well as other nationalities, including Ukrainians. It is very touching. I've been used to singing for many years, but it's exciting. It creates a special energy that hopefully helps these people who are suffering so much at this time, said Maite Martin, an administrative assistant who joined the sing-along in the Spanish capital. Baptiste performing It's All Right introduces our R&B and jazz music news. It's entitled, John Baptiste Wins Album of the Year for We Are. This is published in Pitchfork.com by Madison Bloom on April the 3rd, 2022. At the 2022 Grammy Awards, John Baptiste won Album of the Year for his latest LP, We Are. Batiste, who looked stunned upon hearing his name called by Lenny Kravitz, gave a speech thanking his fellow nominees and speaking about how inspiring he's found all of their music. You know, I believe this is my core. There is no best musician, best artist, best dancer, best actor, he said. The creative arts are subjective, and they reach people at a point in their lives when they need it the most. It's like a song or an album is made, and it almost has a radar to find the person when they need it the most. Earlier in the evening, Batiste took home 4 Grammys, Best Music Video, Best American Roots Performance, and Best American Roots Song, as well as Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. Earlier in the night, he delivered a bright and colorful performance of the song Freedom. Batiste was the most nominated artist during this year's Grammys, snagging nods in 11 categories. Aside from the categories he won, he was up for Record of the Year, Traditional R&B Performance, Best R&B Album, Best Improvised Jazz Solo, Best Jazz Instrumental Album, and Best Contemporary Classical Composition. Batiste is also the band leader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Give yourself a chance, 'cause you've got soul.
And in music research and technology, we have this article entitled, Self-Playing Piano Can Speak English, Sing and Play the World's Most Fiendish Melodies, published in ClassicFM.com, April the 1st, 2022, by Sophia Alexandra Hall. Created by the American YouTuber, engineer, and inventor Mark Rober of Squirrel Obstacle Course fame, this modified piano is called Chopsticks, spelled C-H-O-P-S-T-I-X, and it can play itself. Not only can it make music without the need for a pianist to hit the right keys at the right time, it can also sing. Well, sort of. The pre-modified instrument, named Chopsticks, is a transparent clavier upright, which was supplied by the Cambridge-based piano company, Edelweiss. The piano uses a Prodigy player system, which is what makes the instrument self-playing. Rober and a team of engineers at Piano Disc modified the player system, which usually can play up to around 30 notes at a time, to mean Chopsticks could play every note at once. Witness the full scale of Chopsticks' powers and listen to the piano play the world's hardest piece of piano music, Rush E, from 9.07. The work is impossible to play by human pianists due to the amount of notes involved, but the Prodigy player system was modified so that Chopsticks would be able to play it. Rober assures viewers in his transcription that no pianos were harmed in the making of this video. The piano didn't actually catch fire. I took some creative liberty in the form of a smoke bomb. While self-playing pianos have been around for more than 100 years, with brands including Steinway making them, the Prodigy player system means Chopstick plays itself differently. In previous self-playing pianos from the early 1900s, an electromechanical mechanism operates a piano via music recorded onto perforated paper. As air passes through the holes in the paper, it triggers the player device. However, this means every note dynamically sounds the same when triggered. The Prodigy player system instead uses solenoids, a type of electromagnet. Piano strings can be hit at a range of 127 different forces, allowing the sound and dynamic quality to change, depending on what the music requires. Chopsticks can also speak. Rober achieves this bizarre feature using Fourier transform, which, when applied, breaks down a sound wave, and the piano can then reproduce the human voice by playing several piano keys at the same time. It's not perfect, but still an impressive extra addition from the YouTuber. Rober's video featuring his modified piano chopsticks has been viewed over 12 million times on YouTube. While you can't buy Rober's piano chopsticks, Edelweiss has a dedicated page on their website where you can learn more about purchasing a transparent clavier upright piano. And in rock and pop music news, we have this article entitled, Grammy Awards 2022, The List of Winners. This is written by Callie Shepp, published in Entertainment Weekly on the 3rd of April, 2022. 'Twas a night full of surprises, soulful tributes, and speeches. The Academy paid a touching tribute to the late Foo Fighters drummer, Taylor Hawkins, who passed away in March. Billie Eilish performed her hit, Happier Than Ever, alongside her brother and Best New Artist nominee, Phineas, wearing a black T-shirt with a picture of Hawkins on it. The lyrics to Grammy winner Harry Styles' new song, As It Was, apply perfectly to the 2022 Grammy Awards, which aired live from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. You know it's not the same as it was. Winners from the 2022 Grammy Awards include Record of the Year, Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic, Album of the Year, We Are by John Batiste, Song of the Year, Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic, Best New Artist, Olivia Rodrigo, Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Love for Sale, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Best Rock Song, Waiting on a War by the Foo Fighters, who also won Best Rock Album for Medicine at Midnight. Best Alternative Music Album, Daddy's Home, St. Vincent. Best R&B Song, Leave the Door Open, Silk Sonic. Best Country Solo Performance, You Should Probably Leave by Chris Stapleton. He also won the Best Country Album, Starting Over. Best Country Duo Group Performance, Younger Me, Brothers Osborne. Best Country Song, Cold, Chris Stapleton, the songwriter. Best Jazz Vocal Album, Songwrites Apothecary Lab, Esperanza Spalding. Best American Roots Song, Cry, John Batiste. Best Bluegrass Album, My Bluegrass Heart, Bella Fleck. Best Traditional Blues Album, I Be Tryin', Cedric Burnside. Best Folk Album, They're Calling Me Home, Rhiannon Giddens. Best Orchestral Performance, Price Symphonies Numbers 1 and 3, Philadelphia Orchestra. Best Chamber Music, Beethoven Cello Sonatas, Hope Amid Tears, Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel X.
Capital City Skyline Photo. Skyscrapers shine the sun so low in the sky. Secretaries at the hot dog vendors, cabs honk at the bicycle messengers, rolling by.
And in local music news from this capital city, the article titled, watched small-town North Carolina music teacher make a big impression on American Idol. This is written by Simone Jasper, March 22, 2022, published in News and Observer. A music teacher from a small North Carolina town performed on the national stage and wowed the American Idol judges. Tobias Hahill, 26, is moving forward in the competition after singing Stevie Wonder's Knocks Me Off My Feet. But the judges weren't just impressed with his musical talent. Celebrity judge Katy Perry was also a fan of his style. "This looks the part," she said before his audition. "Please sound the part." That's when the video shows Hill stepping up to the piano, which he played while singing into a microphone. Perry joined fellow celebrity judges Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie in saying he had potential. "I'm kind of wondering why he isn't already a star," Bryan said when the audition aired on Monday, March 21. Hill, a school music director, said he had been looking for a chance to showcase his talents on a wide scale. He's from Como, a town in Hertford County and roughly 125 miles northeast of Raleigh. Tobias wants to prove to his music students that anyone can follow their dreams, even coming from a town of 89 people. The show said on its YouTube page, "Now the teacher is heading to the next round of the competition in Hollywood. He received the invitation after the judges gave him enough yes votes to advance. You really have all the fundamental things that are necessary to build an American Idol," Perry said. "So I'm excited for you. I think you're gonna learn fast. And yeah, you're gonna have to get a sub." So, how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our second question, which song became the first father-daughter song to hit number one on the Billboard charts? Was it A, Something Stupid by Frank and Nancy Sinatra? Was it B, Valley Girl by Frank and Moon Zappa? Was it C, Unforgettable by Natalie and Nat King Cole? Or was it D, Wrecking Ball by Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus? Correct answer? Answer A, Something Stupid by Frank and Nancy Sinatra. The most successful and best-known version of this 1966 C. Carson Park song, Something Stupid, was issued in 1967 as a single by Nancy Sinatra and Frank Sinatra, and subsequently appeared on Frank's album, The World We Knew. The single reached number one on both the Billboard Hot 100 chart and the UK Singles chart. Frank had played Park's recording to his daughter's producer, Lee Hazelwood, who recalled, "He asked me, 'Do you like it?' And I said, 'I love it. And if you don't sing it with Nancy, I will,' he said. 'We're going to do it. Book a studio.'" Their rendition was recorded after Frank had finished his collaboration with Antonio Carlos Jobim earlier in that day. The single spent 4 weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart and 9 weeks atop the Easy Listening, now Adult Contemporary chart, becoming Frank's second gold single as certified by the RIAA and Nancy's third. In Norway, the single qualified for Silver Disc. It was the first and only instance of a father-daughter number one song in America. It was also nominated for the Record of the Year at the 10th Grammy Awards, losing to the Fifth Dimension's upbeat hit song, Up, Up, and Away. And the answer to our first question? What happened to Nat King Cole on this day back in 1956? His daughter Natalie Cole was born? Or was it he was beaten up by a group of racial segregationists in Alabama? Or was it C, he recorded the song Mona Lisa? Or was it D, he died of lung cancer? So what was it that happened to him that back in 1956? Correct answer? Answer B, he was beaten by racial segregationists. The Guardian.com on the 12th of April, 2018, released this reprint of the original April 1956 article, Nat King Cole, the Negro Entertainer, today canceled three appearances in the southern United States and left Fort Chicago to rest after being attacked by white men while he was singing with Ted Heath's band here last night. Mr. Cole received a slight back injury during the scuffle. Today, six men were formally charged with assault with intent to murder him, but later the charge against four of them was changed to conspiracy to commit a misdemeanor. Later, police reported more than 100 white men had planned to attack Cole and overpower Heath's band. They said the affair had been planned 4 days before it took place. A total of 150 men from the Birmingham area and nearby towns were to have arrived at the auditorium, but the mob failed to show up. Mr. Cole was singing when the men from the audience clambered over the footlights and rushed at him. One grabbed his knees and brought him to the floor. Police ran onto the stage and seized three of the assailants. The three others were arrested later. Mr. Cole, who was appearing before an all-white audience, had been active in the fight for equal rights for Negroes. One of the men arrested is a member of the board of directors of the local White Citizens Council, which supports segregation. Police said they came in a car in which they found several rifles and brass knuckles. The council is waging a campaign to rid Alabama of rock and roll music, which it calls immoral, claiming that the music is a scheme by the NAACP, of which Mr. Cole is a member, to bring white youth in favor of integration of the races in the South. So, in response to his attackers, let's close out today's program with Nat King Cole's Who's Sorry Now?
You smiled when we parted, it hurt me somehow. I thought there was nothing worthwhile. The tables are turning and you're crying now, while I am just learning to smile. Oh, no, sorry now.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.